when we were commissioned to undertake this low threshold harm reduction service 10 years ago, we were working primarily with individuals that were probably in the age bracket of 45, 50 plus, and who were active alcohol users. Now we are working in a landscape where we are dealing with individuals who are much younger, as young as 18, with the main age group being in or around 39 to 45. And we're seeing now polysubstance use as being one of the main issues. So that means people are using alcohol and they're also using drugs as well, and that makes it quite difficult sometimes to be able to provide the right levels of support.
And these people are even more vulnerable, as you say, given their age and given the, in some cases, multiplicity of substances that they're using. It adds extra challenges both for yourselves and for those you're trying to help.
Very much so. And it means that we have to continuously ensure that our staff are receiving all of the training and information that they require to be able to actually support individuals when they're in this situation. So we need to nearly be experts at everything, between, you know, the issues that present with alcohol use, with polysubstance use, and the behaviours can be unpredictable. So we have to ensure that our staff are equipped to deal with those situations. Mental health issues is another issue that is really prevalent, and we're finding more and more people are experiencing difficulties with poor mental health, and being able to access services when you're in that situation sometimes can be very difficult.
The nature of the work you're doing obviously means you're liaising on a regular basis with the frontline emergency services, the ambulance service, police, other services as well. In terms of the level of cooperation both on the ground and with the governing bodies and government, are you satisfied with that level of cooperation that's taking place, and also satisfied with the level of funding that you're getting from Stormont?
Well, what I would say is at a local level and, at an operational level, relationships are excellent, and we work very closely across our partnership with all of our statutory partners and those within the voluntary and community sector. But what I would say is that, we are working now with a much more complex group of individuals with very complex needs. And, our funding models have not changed. The service is very different to what it was 10 years ago. And we don't have, the funding hasn't changed, as I said, but we're dealing with much more complex issues. So I would say that we are not getting adequate funding to provide this, I suppose, holistic service, because, as I said, we're dealing with mental health issues, addiction issues, homelessness issues, suicide ideation, all of those things, and overdose as well. So on a regular basis, our staff are providing life-saving interventions through the administration of naloxone, which reverses the effect of an opioid overdose. We're having to administer CPR on occasions where people are at near death situations, and yet we're not adequately funded to ensure that we have enough staff to provide those raft of services. I think there is a need for government to really consider what contribution, services like DePaul provide, to take the pressure off acute services, because our staff are actually dealing with those issues at a ground level. So it means that individuals are not presenting to A&E, so those presentations are reduced to already stretched services such as accident and emergency. The call out for ambulance services is not, we're taking the pressure off that, and also for the PS&I as well, in dealing sometimes with challenging behaviours. So we're absolutely taking the pressure off those acute services, and I don't think there's enough recognition of that or investment, because it's a small investment for a huge saving to the public purse.